Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences.
So often we see being relaxed and being aroused as opposite. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to touch upon relaxed arousal because I feel for many it can feel a bit elusive, like a little unicorn. But mostly because it feels so powerful to me. It's this pathway to expanding your pleasure capacity. It's this ability to handle and enjoy more of life. And it's in my experience of feeling it and just being in that state that just makes it feel so, all right? And it's hard to really gift you that transmission, but I'm hoping that as we keep chatting here, that some of that can like sprinkle on you ever so slightly so that you can feel that potency of what relaxed arousal can do for you in bringing you that peace and calm while also being so fully alive. That leads into basically the description of it. You know, so often we see being relaxed and being aroused as opposite things, and yet this holds both of them. It's having both of them, and it's not in that way where, you know, when you think of certain arousal, like arousal's not all bad, obviously. We want that in our lives. But in this world, there's so much stress and so much, you know, on us, and people are just burnt out, taxed out, you know, so stressed to the max that any more extra arousal can feel like it's this negative thing. And this is not that. Then it's having that relaxed state, that parasympathetic rest, digest, heal, have sex state activated. So you're in that sensation in your body, in your nervous system, and that's where so much healing happens. And while you're in that relaxed state, you're also able to feel that deep arousal and turn on and aliveness that is all we're here for, to have that coursing through our body to live this life that's so beautiful and amazing and all of those things, right? Okay, so that's generally speaking a description of it. It's where you are really turned on and aroused and just feeling zhuzhy and yummy and everything, and yet you're so peaceful. You're so content. It's like being washed over with peace. And you feel both of those things so deeply. And that's like the, right? So let's bring that feeling and a little bit of that transmission back to what I was saying earlier. So one, when we're in this kind of state, it gives us the opportunity to really expand our pleasure, to expand our nervous system, to be able to handle even more pleasure. Because the same way we can only handle oh so much stress, we can only handle oh so much pleasure. And so here we get to play with that edge. We get to open ourselves to be able to expand ourselves in that way so we can experience more. And that can tie into those who maybe have had a hard time even being able to experience orgasm, or maybe all of a sudden you're having a harder time, or maybe you're still just trying to only have sex to orgasm. This gets to take all of that to the next level, and you get to experience orgasm in a whole new way. You get to really just enjoy the whole lovemaking process. At this point, you might even enjoy having it be a longer duration. It's not just like a thing to do or get done, right? Or with like just this one goal. It's this pure enjoyment that's then possible. And that's expanding more love, more connection, and your health. It's impacting your health, because the more we have all of that, all those good feelings and good hormones and everything running through our bodies, it's more aliveness. And that is giving us more vitality, which is better health, overall wellness, improved immune systems. Like, yes, please. All right. It also can really just increase then our ability to even feel and have desire, our ability to feel that eros, that aliveness, that in our daily lives, you know? And again, the more we're like tuning into that, it's really amping up our immune system and our overall health. And then that amplifies everything else, you know? It might make it so you want to take better care of your body in a whole new way. It might make it so that you want to do something different with like your career or hobbies, you know, because now you have this newfound energy and all of that extra aliveness and that ability to have that desire and turn on and everything can improve your relationship if you're partnered, and that ripples into the world, right? And then as I was mentioning, that capacity to handle life and increase not just our capacity to handle it, but increase our ability to enjoy it. Because when you're in that state, you're feeling peace and love. Your whole body's feeling peace and love. And that's what the world needs more of. So when you're in that state, you're bringing more of that to your little world, your just solo you world, to then your community, to then the greater world at large. And we really need that. So what do we do to get there, right? I want to first start by saying, you know, start with your breath. Start breathing and getting into your body and notice. So awareness and breath. So notice when you're kind of slipping into the habits of like, maybe if it's in like a pleasure moment where you're just going for that orgasm, or you're feeling that tension and you just want to relieve it versus allowing it to exist in your body, and then breathing through that and letting that tension just exist and finding the deliciousness in that. And so you can use your breath and your awareness to notice, oh, I'm getting into this tension, right? This like aroused, yes, this is exciting, but it's tense, you know? Is your jaw relaxed? Can you soften your muscles? So combining the breath and the awareness to me is just the best place to start. And so you can start there now. As you're going about some of this, you might notice how these psychological things are coming up that maybe you didn't even know you had still, whether it's like beliefs or the way you define things or whatever it is. And that's why I enjoy working with the psychosexual self, because we're all of it all the time. And your psyche impacts your sexuality and how you're expressing who you be as a sexual sensual being in the world. And so, you know, if you're wanting more support with that, we could totally do a one-on-one. You can dive into any of the things that I offer if you want to do that. You can hop on a Gigi Tea Time for just like a little dose. But yeah, there might be stuff there where you want to go deeper into what's getting you stuck in your head. And that would be a key. You know, if you have a really hard time getting out of your head and into your body, that could be a key that there is just a lot going on in that psyche aspect of everything. And then, of course, the other bits is to just really be tuning into the body. So you're tuning into those senses. It ties in a bit with the breath and the awareness, because you can use that breath to tune into the body and feel all of your sensations, smell the smells, taste the tastes, really just get into your senses and allow yourself to get into that deep relaxation. And as I'm like feeling on that even more, you know, there is and can be an element of surrender to this, because you are getting into your heart space, you're getting into your body, and you are unlocking and letting yourself surrender a bit to the sensations, to the pleasure, to allow that next level of expansion to happen for you. So again, you know, you might notice that you're coming up against some sort of resistances, and I just want to say, give yourself grace and patience, and this isn't something to just be like, oh, here we are, now I know how to get into relaxed arousal, right? So this could be a journey, and just keep playing with it. And that's something that I have loved for myself, is there are these moments where I get into this deep, relaxed arousal state and I keep going deeper. Like I cannot even understand sometimes with my mind how I could go even deeper. You know, I've had X experience and then I have another one and it's like, how is this even deeper in my bones? How am I even more relaxed and more turned on? How is this even possible? And so it's really cool to know that it's not kind of just this, okay, you're going to get there and there's this one baseline. It can just keep deepening and deepening, and it's mwah. All right. Well, let me know if you have any areas you want to explore this more. You can reach out to me at the Crystal Franco on Instagram, or find me at crystalfranco.com. Hop on a Gigi tea time. Let me know in my DMs on Instagram if you've experienced this before or any questions you have. And here is to inviting more relaxed arousal moments into your life. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.